Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
What does it mean to minister or to be in ministry? Simply put, it means sharing our faith. We've heard several stories this morning already of how people are sharing their faith, why it's important to do that. And sharing our faith is a natural part of being a Christ follower. It's a natural part of what we're called to do. And as we go on through this morning, through the service, I'll share a little bit of my own personal call to ordained ministry. What I want you to walk away with this morning is the idea that you're going to be thinking about, or maybe you already know, how it is that you are called to ministry. Because clergy and ordained ministers are not the only ministers in God's kingdom. Each of you is a minister. And that may look different for each of us because God carves out a special and unique way for you to minister within the kingdom that goes with the gifts and talents that he's blessed you with. So for some of you, it may be ordained clergy ministry. For some of you, it may be lay leadership. Others might find their place in children's ministry, hospice ministry, youth ministry, adult Bible study, Christian education. The possibilities are endless. But when you find that place in ministry that taps into the gifts and talents that God has placed in your life, you become a powerful tool for God's kingdom. I want to share one more story with you this morning.
1 million reasons why you shouldn't even try. After all, you're just one heart, a single candle in the dark. And there are...
I remember I was in the seventh grade, and it was Wednesday night, and I was supposed to be playing guitar in my youth band for the very first time. And it was 5 minutes before the service started, and I was actually hiding in a bathroom on the other side of the church. And my buddy came in and he said, "Hey man, we're about to start, are you gonna come?" And I said, "Listen, I can't play tonight, I'm really sick, I'm sorry, I can't come." Of course, that wasn't true. I wasn't sick, I was really scared to play that night. I was terrified of what my friends might think, I was afraid that I might fail or mess up. I knew that God had given me a talent to play guitar, and I had this opportunity to use that gift to glorify and honor him, but I sort of, I gave in to my fears of what everybody might think that night. And, you know, I'm in my 20s now, and the fact is I can still relate to that seventh grade self.
That was Josh Wilson, and he's actually one of my favorite music artists. And in that clip, he's talking about his inspiration for his song, Pushing Back the Dark, which came out not too long ago and has become one of my favorite songs. And when I was listening to that, I thought, wow, you know how many times I've felt the Spirit move listening to his music? What if he had stayed scared? What if he had allowed that fear to paralyze him and he never took the steps to move into music ministry? How many opportunities for sharing our faith would have been lost if he had remained scared? And I can relate to that because when I was first called, when I started to discern a call into ministry, I was scared, afraid of what my friends would think, and afraid to fail. But I realized once I said yes and I started taking steps to do this thing that God has called me to do, that you know what? I don't have to be able because he's gonna lift me up and he's gonna provide the way for me. So I wanna look at our scripture this morning, which gives us instruction for sharing our faith, because if being in ministry and discerning your call and where you fit in is really boiled down to sharing your faith, what are our instructions from scripture to do that? And Paul gives us those. In verse 3, he says that the first step is prayer. He says, "And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ." Paul is in prison when he's writing this letter to the church. He's in prison for sharing his faith. And I think what's interesting is he doesn't write them and ask them to pray for his release. He writes and asks them to pray that God would open a door for him to continue his ministry from the circumstance where he is, from his struggle. And when I read that, I thought, wow, do we have that kind of faith in God to open doors for us? Paul knew that God could overcome his imprisonment and still provide a way for him to be in ministry despite where he was. Do we have that kind of faith in our God? In Josh's song, Pushing Back the Dark, there's a line that says, "Don't underestimate the God you follow." Do we often underestimate our God and his ability to open doors? I struggled with disbelief when I started to discern my call. I'm not good enough. There's no way I could do that. I've not even been in church very long. I didn't grow up in church. How am I gonna lead church? But what I realize is if I can grab hold of this faith that Paul is talking about and pray for the doors to open and walk through them, that God's gonna do the work. In verses 4 and 6, he talks about how we should reveal our message clearly and that our speech should be seasoned with salt. So in order to reveal our message clearly, we have to be clear about what our message is. And the great news is you already know how to do that because it's all the things we've been talking about in the Committed to Christ series, right? It's prayer, because we started with that. Step 1, prayer to God to open doors. Step 2, study your Bible, know your scripture. And step 3, regular worship attendance. All of those things are our tools for building up our understanding of our message so that when we go and articulate that to other people, we're clear about what it is. The second part of that was that your speech should be seasoned with salt, meaning that your message should be delivered in a compelling way. And that happens naturally, friends, when you find your place that God carved out for you in ministry. Because when you combine your talents and your gifts and your passions with your sharing of your faith, you will be compelling. There's just no way around it. And as I've journeyed into pastoral ministry, I've found that my most meaningful moments or the most impactful moments have not come when I was practiced, planned, or rehearsed. They've come when I was just being me, doing the thing that God's asked me to do, and loving it. And I grow out of that organically. The third instruction we see is in verse 5, and I don't want to say that one part of this passage is more important than the other, but I will tell you that this is your greatest witness to the world. Because he asks us to conduct ourselves wisely to outsiders. So our behavior is our first and sometimes our only message to those who cross our paths. So I would ask this question: when people meet you, do they know that you're a Christ follower before you ever say the words, "Would you like to go to church with me? I believe in God. Jesus is my Savior." Before you say those things and articulate to them that, yes, you are a Christian, can they see that in how you behave? Because that is often our only witness to people. He ties this together in verse 6 when he says to let your conversation or your speech be gracious and holy. And that's going to be true if we started with step 1, which was prayer. Because if you have prayed for God to lead you in sharing your faith, then the Spirit will be leading your words. I would challenge that we should be gracious in all of our conversation. Because just like how our actions might speak to someone when we least expect it, so might our words. Our words are very powerful. And it's not always when we think we're actually having a moment with somebody and sharing the news of Jesus that we're sharing our faith. I want to let you hear the second part of Josh's story.
And the truth is, I'm not good enough, but that's okay because Jesus is, and he's the one that's called me to do this. And so this new song, Pushing Back the Dark, it's about what we're all called to do as followers of Christ. We're called to take what God has given us and to reflect his light into the world. And so for me, it's songwriting and performing and recording. And for you, it may be the same. It may be that you are a doctor or a plumber or a single mother or a student. It doesn't really matter where you're from or what you do. God has given us all passions and talents. And where those two things line up, we're called to take the light that Christ has put in us and to reflect that into the world. And so this song basically just says, you know, even when you're afraid, God is right there with you to take the light that he has given us and to start pushing back the dark.
Somebody needs the light you have. That's what his song says. And he, God, is the light that burns inside your soul. And if that is true, delivering the message of our faith compelling, in a compelling way, that's going to come easy when we grasp a hold of that. I want you guys to take 1 minute and turn to a neighbor and share a piece of your own faith story. How it is you got to be in your seat where you are today. So like 30 seconds each, you're going to turn and share. So go for it. So you guys just took the first step. You shared a piece of your story with one another. In a moment, you're going to have an opportunity to make a commitment. You have a commitment card in your bulletin. And when you come forward to receive communion, you can drop those in the baskets where we'll also be taking the communion offering. And remember, this is a commitment not between you and me, you and Pastor David, you and Pastor John, or you and Stonebridge United Methodist Church. This is a commitment between you and God. And there is no wrong answer on that card. It is simply an opportunity for you to find your starting point in sharing your faith. I think Josh summed it up nicely in his video that ministry is sharing our faith. He shared his call to music ministry. That's the way it came for him. I shared my call to ordained ministry. What's yours? How is God asking you to serve?
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.